This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to ENN on this Tuesday, January 25th, the birthday of my mom, Mindy Rosenberg. Happy birthday, Mom.
What a great woman.
Fantastic. Absolutely the best. The best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be. Love you, Mom. And happy birthday to the great DJ Enough. Also a fantastic, fantastic human being. I'd like to say that ENN tonight is brought to you by DoorDash. Download the DoorDash app now and get started exploring some of the best New York has to offer. DoorDash, get more from your neighborhood. Also, Alicia Keys' birthday. Big fan of her as well. Happy birthday, Alicia Keys.
Of those three people you mentioned, who do you like most?
My mom, DJ Enough, or Alicia Keys?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go mom first.
Mm-hmm. Keys second.
I mean, I'm closer with Enough, but I do love A. Keys. She's a great person. Let's start off by saying good evening to Don.
I went to high school with a kid named Darby LaDuke. How weird's that?
Let's say good evening to Michael.
We called it the Oscar Gamble.
That's funny.
See? That's a teammate.
Yeah.
Let's say good evening to Don.
Michael should have just said to me, Don, let's not have fun today.
And let's say good evening to Michael.
Don, why are you so short-tempered? It's amazing.
Well, guys, we will get you all caught up on the Hall of Fame, Baseball Hall of Fame inductions shortly.
I've got the information right in front of me, so I'll cut in the middle of a sentence.
You know, maybe give me a little warning.
Why? Just say,
I don't know if we need to cut in mid-sentence.
Yeah.
Because I guess this reveal could be really short, though, because what's the max amount we're going to get today? Realistically.
I think the max would be one.
I got to tell you, it's not a thrilling Hall of Fame induction.
But the story is that Clemens and Bonds are done. You know, right, their 10-year
right.
run is over.
So we'll get to that in a moment. Let's start off and hear from Sean Payton, leaving the New Orleans Saints after 15 years. Why now, Sean?
Every year you go to training camp, and the one unique thing about our job is it's entirely different than your summer. And I don't know if it was a year earlier, maybe, depending on when Drew retired. Look, he and I never discussed when his last game would be or when I'd be finished. I just felt like this season, it was challenging for everyone. But, man, I felt like it was time. I felt like it was time. You know, I kind of knew maybe heading into training camp this might. But you don't share that with anyone. You think, well, let's see how the season goes, and we're working hard. And I felt the time was right for me. I felt the time was right. And it's something that I've been thinking about.
You know what? He has a nice voice. He might be a good broadcaster.
I'm glad you like his voice. Let's hear it some more. He says this was not about the Saints' deficiencies.
So we had won four divisions in a row and competed our tail off. Tampa Bay this year won the division, and congratulations. And yet we battled against them. Atlanta and Carolina, they're working to get things going. And so I like the roster. Yeah, there's some challenges, but, man, we played good defense this year. Man, our kicking game, Riz and Phil, were outstanding. Consistently in the top five. And, you know, you see a lot of exciting football, but you also see a lot of bad football, and it's hard for the fan to see it. And there's a young group of offensive players, but it wasn't about that. It wasn't about that. It was a personal decision of feeling like, you know, so it's sometimes hard to, but not with any regret. There's some excitement like, all right, what next? I honestly don't know what's next.
So people are speculating that after 16 seasons in New Orleans, Saints missing the playoffs for the first time, made it all the way to 9-8 in the NFC South. But there's speculation that will it just be a temporary sort of deal, and then, in fact, you see him pop up and somehow get another job? Adam Schefter doesn't think so. Let's hear from Schefty.
He talked about the fact that he got turned down for the job in Green Bay. That's a job that went to Mike McCarthy at the time. And Mike McCarthy is in Dallas. And a lot of people are wondering now if Sean Payton is going to wind up coaching the Dallas Cowboys. No, he's not. Not this season. That's not happening. That's not on the table. That's not an option. Sean Payton is going to take some time to unwind here, process. He very well could come back to coaching next year after taking this season off. But right now, it doesn't look like it's in the cards for Sean Payton to coach this season. Could he be in television? That's certainly possible. But this is a decision that Sean Payton came to over recent weeks. He's known about this for quite some time.
If I was to guess, guys, I think Shefty might have had a conversation with Sean Payton.
I never guess people's sources.
He sounded very confident on the thought process. And specifically what he made note of there was that it won't be Dallas and it won't be this year, but maybe next year. That's what I took. Don, do you hear that? That's what I took. It's no, definitively
I took
that he's, not
yeah,
now.
I've read a lot of the tweets from Adam, and it definitely sounds like he had a conversation either with him or somebody close to him, I would assume with him, that he was able to speak with that kind of conviction that he is going to decompress, take a year off, and assess how he feels in 2023. He may feel exactly the same as he does now. He may feel completely rejuvenated, and there'll be other options. Now, what does Dallas do? Does Dallas come back with McCarthy in hopes that Payton will be there at the end of 2023 if it doesn't work out?
Best Payton. Sean Payton, Walter Payton, Gary Payton, Alfred Payton. Go. Order.
Walter.
Walter, yeah, 1.
Sean.
Sean 2. What?
No. I think Gary 2.
How about the glove? I'm about to say the glove?
Yeah. Sean, Gary 2, Sean
3.
3, Alfred a distant 4th. How about Peyton Manning?
That's true. I have to tell you, the other day, based on the Manning cast conversation we had, I ended up watching one of the episodes of Eli's Giants show.
It's good, right?
It's pretty entertaining. He's
game for anything, you know?
Yeah, I was watching him and Bill Murray, and he's just a goofy, funny guy. I have to admit, I want to hate, but I can't. I think I find him pretty entertaining.
He's doing even more commercials now.
No, he's going to be bigger than he was as a quarterback.
Well, there are certain writers who I won't name who write in newspapers. They're sick of seeing him on TV.
Turn it off.
They're ready to put him off to pasture. Put him out to pasture.
Well, what was he supposed to do?
Sit at home.
I mean, you're sick of seeing him on TV. Are you sick of Rodgers? Mahomes? I mean, who else does a ton of TV commercials? Seems like I think it's the same six people doing every commercial.
Peter, do you have a Rodgers story? Because I have something I think would be very interesting for you.
Hmm.
I do not have. I know Rodgers was on with McAfee. I don't have a Rodgers.
Here's the money quote. You ready?
Yeah. Here we go.
And you can, as I read this in the background, go. Mwah! Ready?
Yeah. Wow.
There are a ton of people tuning in rooting against us for one reason and one reason only. It's because of my vaccination status, and they wanted to see us lose so they could pile on. Yeah, because of the way you've handled yourself. People weren't rooting against the Bills because of Cole Beasley not being vaccinated. You lied about it. You've been a nozzle about it. That's why people were rooting against you. And then you doubled down in the interview with ESPN the day before the game. Yeah, I think you turned a lot of people against you. Sorry, Aaron. You're right.
But there's a lot of reasons people root against other people. There's a lot of people that root against Aaron Rodgers because they can't stand his face. There's people that root against Aaron Rodgers because they don't like his man bun. There are people that root against Aaron Rodgers because they hate the Packers. I mean, there's a million reasons why you root against somebody. You make it seem like that's not a reason.
I think that's reason number one. And reason number two is his greasy, filthy, uncleaned hair.
It's truly repugnant.
But to me, that doesn't seem like a good enough reason, but it's a reason. People
of course
root
it's
against,
a reason.
Well, when you sit there and you watch a football game and you don't have a dog in the fight, you'll come up with the most ridiculous reasons why you're rooting for or against somebody. And Rodgers is a polarizing guy even before that, but doesn't he realize that opinion is very polarizing? Can you at least give me that?
And the fact he lied about it.
Right. So, I mean, he makes it seem like, oh, poor me. I just have an opinion. What's wrong with me just having an opinion? You don't think that people are going to fight against it? There's certain opinions you're going to have that are going to be polarizing.
Well, my opinion is I don't like his opinion.
Right.
And the way he framed it. And I think a lot of people feel like that. I'm sorry. I think he's a wondrous person to watch play quarterback, but he's hard to root for because he comes off as a complete nozzle.
Well, and here's the hard part. I mean, he, as much as we all think he's the best, as Ryan Clark said yesterday on this very show, best regular season quarterback we've ever seen. I don't know, man.
But
at this stage, how big of a haul are you willing to give up for Rodgers? And between the distraction he creates off the field now, and the fact that he did have the abysmal loss in the playoffs, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying, listen, his value's not down a lot, but it's not the highest it's ever been.
But, you know, what's so interesting about the whole vaccination stance, and you think of the people that are anti-vax that we know of that are very, very popular. We just found out about John Stockton, Eric Clapton, Aaron Rodgers. They all handle it awfully compared to Kyrie. All right, so you're anti-vax. Fine. This is what you're willing to do. Fine. I think people are just more upset about how he handled being anti-vax. And
well,
just
David
being so
Ortiz
whiny
is
about the, like almost shocked that people have an opposite opinion.
David Ortiz is the only member of the Hall of Fame, class of 2022.
Wow. There you have it.
So I don't know how you get up from it. I don't know how you get up from it.
What, the Rodgers stuff?
The David Ortiz could be in the Hall of Fame and Clemens and Bonds are not.
And A-Rod and Manny Ramirez. I'm sorry. Everybody just said he failed the test in 2003, according to the New York Times, and then, well, there were a lot of false positives in that list. Really?
But why are we looking for excuses? The excuse that Barry didn't know that he was putting on the clear, not good enough, can't go in.
Roger Clemens went to court and said, I never did anything, and won, and not good enough.
But we choose it's not good enough. But David Ortiz, lovable David Ortiz, can't get enough of David Ortiz. He's on a list. Oh, no, no. I'll tell you reasons why that's bogus. There's a lot of people that were falsely on. You'll go to defend the guy you like, and you'll come up with reasons why you don't like. It's a glorified popularity contest. They should be embarrassed. If Ortiz didn't get in, at least I'd say, all right, there's at least some consistency. But I always felt from the beginning, you've heard me talk about this, Michael, for the last 10 years. What's going to happen when David Ortiz gets in? Because you know he's getting in.
You have said this all since I met
him. No, he won't get in, Don. He's a PD guy. He won't get in. I'm telling you, they love him too much not to put him in. How do you tell me it's not a popularity contest that David Ortiz is in there? Because you like David Ortiz, you love David Ortiz,
all right,
you
so
hate Roger
argument.
Clemens, and you hate Barry Bonds.
So, Michael, real quick, pretend I'm an idiot. What's the basic argument for how Ortiz is definitively different than Bonds and Clemens?
They said that even if he was on that list legitimately, that was before there was a rule in baseball. That was a baseline testing list. And so people will always say, well, he never after the rule was put in, right, he never tested positive. And I think that is the most sketchy excuse. And I'm not saying he should or shouldn't be in, but I'm just saying that, as Don said, because he's well-liked, he's in with 77.9% of the vote. Here's a little secret, everybody. Alex Rodriguez got suspended for a full year on anecdotal evidence. He never failed the test. So don't tell me that just because you didn't fail a test that you didn't do anything. Because we do have the smoking gun that he was on that list, and he said it's not true. Well, then Rob Manfred has come out and said, well, there were a lot of false positives on that list. Okay, stop. Well, if there were false positives on that baseline testing list, then there should not have been testing after that. Because the bottom line was you were supposed to get, if over 5% of the people that were tested were over, then they would allow testing of athletes. And that list said there were over 5%. I think it was like 7 or 8%. Well, if there were a lot of false positives, then they were falsely giving out tests. And again, you can't tell me he never failed the test because you know how much I love money, right?
Love it.
I would bet every dime I've ever made that there are people in the Hall of Fame that used to swim in steroids. They never failed the test. Swim in them. Swim. So don't tell me, well, he never failed the test after there was a rule. Neither did Alex. Now, Manny Ramirez did, but if you did steroids the right way, you'd never get caught. You have to be an idiot to get caught.
But let's pretend for a second, Michael, that Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens were David Ortiz, Everybody loved him. Opponents loved him. Great for the game. Now you could say, well, you know, Barry admitted to taking the clear but didn't realize that it was a PED at the time. Never tested positive. Roger Clemens never failed a test, went to court swearing he didn't take anything. You can come up with reasons just like you can come up with reasons for Ortiz if you're motivated to. But clearly you're not motivated to because you didn't like those guys. And I get it. They weren't guys that were nice guys. They were kind of mean-spirited guys to some of the media. They weren't exactly the greatest guys in the world compared to David Ortiz, who's supposed to be, you know, amazing. So you decide Ortiz is popular and you love him, and that Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds are unlikable guys. That it's disgraceful to me. And again, I don't have a dog in a fight. I didn't root for any of these guys. But you're telling me there's a level of consistency that now has become clearly inconsistent.
All right, so in the final year of the ballot, you get 10 years on the ballot, or if you get under 5%, you're off. Bonds, 66%. Clemens, 65.2%. Seven players are over 50%. Roland, 63.2%. Schilling, 58.6%. Helton, 52%. Billy Wagner, 52%. Guys that didn't get 5% of the vote, according to Joel Sherman, so they're off the ballot. Joe Nathan, Tim Hudson, Tim Lincecum, Ryan Howard, Mark Teixeira, Justin Morneau, Jonathan Papelbon, Prince Fielder, A.J. Pierzynski, Carl Crawford, and Jake Peavy. And if you're wondering what Alex got on his first year on the ballot, 34.3%. Gary Sheffield, 40.6%. Andrew Jones, 41.4%.
I mean, I'm sorry, when you guys go through and break that down, I don't hear a really compelling argument for what makes Poppy significantly different.
Because he's beloved.
I mean, besides that, right?
And Bonds and Clemens are not. I never had a problem with Clemens in my life. I got along great with him. He was cordial. He was very accessible. Bonds, I never covered him, but he was supposedly a creep to people. But that shouldn't matter, because if you're going to let in, did they ever fail a test? No. And that's the one thing you're saying about David Ortiz. He never failed a test. Neither did they. Neither did they.
This is really going to upset a lot of people. And it's bad for the game. Now the argument could be, well, it's bad for the game to let these guys in. But the people that value that opinion, Michael, no offense, are dinosaurs. They're older people that aren't really moving the game forward anyway. But you're trying to sell to a certain population that are going to use this as another reason why they can't stand baseball. And it's not MLB's fault. MLB doesn't have anything to say about this. But the writers who are so want to protect the game, Michael, are they really protecting the game? Are they really doing the game good?
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You guys want to hit a couple other things and then get back to this on the other side?
Sure.
I got my announcement, too, at some point.
Oh, yeah.
And you have an announcement.
Yeah, Don said he has an announcement, too. Yeah.
You forgot I said that in the last
time? No, I thought you said there was a big story. I didn't know that was an announcement.
No, it's not. Well, listen, I think we've made it to where it's not going to feel very big now, but it's something.
That's what she said. Tom Brady says...
I knew.
Tom Brady says family will play a big role in deciding his future. He said, my wife is my biggest supporter. It pains her to see me get hit out there. This is what he said on his podcast with Jim Gray. And she deserves what she needs from me as a husband, and my kids deserve what they need from me as a dad. I'm going to spend some time with them and give them what they need, because they've really been giving me what I need the last 6 months to do what I have to do. I'm going to spend a lot of time with them and figure out the future and what's next. I think his biggest priority is his real family, his man Jim Gray. What happens to him and Gray moving forward? You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure Tom would automatically get a job if he wants. And he'd bring along Jim Gray.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. 49ers, waiting to find out what the situation will be with Trent Williams. Williams dealing with a right ankle injury. And Deebo Samuels is sore but okay after taking a helmet to his right knee the other day. By the way, guys, have you ever seen, and I have no issue with this because he's amazing, have you ever heard Troy Aikman be more effusive than he was talking about Deebo?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, he was glowing when he spoke about him. Also, Don, you like stuff like this.
I do.
Who in football could you most liken to the way Deebo Samuel is used?
Oh, geez, you got me.
I mean, honestly, like an actual wide receiver, pure wide receiver who just lines up at running back regularly. Andrew, anyone come to your mind?
I can't think of anybody. Why, you have somebody in mind, Peter?
No, I mean, no. I threw this out there the other day, and Ballard threw out Cordarrelle Patterson, but not nearly as much as Deebo, not as effectively.
No.
He's super unique. Well, you marinate on that. Did you guys see the story yesterday that came out about what one Dolphins player has said about Tua Tagovailoa?
No.
An unnamed prominent member of Miami's defense told the South Florida Sun Sentinel, "He can't make every throw. He's only going to take us so far. I'm wasting my career here if that's what we're doing."
Ooh.
Well, quote, why don't you put your name to it?
It's not very nice.
Something that bad, put your name to it. Gutless.
I'm not saying it's not gutless, but it's also not great.
No, not
at all. It's not good that somebody has that opinion, but it's, you know, keep it to yourself or, you know, again, put your name on it.
The Bears are going to hire Chiefs executive Ryan Poles as their new GM. The Ravens
once played for the Bears.
The Ravens are near an extension with John Harbaugh, who has already said he's going for two, regardless of what happens.
Yeah, no matter what.
No matter what he says. No
so
matter
they
how
offered
many
him a year, and he said, "I'm going for two."
I'm going for two. They said, "No, no, please don't do this." He said, "I don't care what the outcome is or what the paper says. I always go for two."
Interesting.
And also, we send our best out to Dickie V. Dick Vitale is going to take the rest of the season off in preparation for vocal surgery. So he is not going to be on this season and hopes to take care of these issues with his vocal cords. Says he's heartbroken, but he's encouraged by the progress and hopes to get back. That will do it for ENN on this, my mom's birthday, January 25th. A Thursday. And by the way, in case you're wondering, ENN tonight brought to you by our friends at Hennessy. Enjoy a delicious Hennessy NBA cocktail while watching the game. Try the Hennessy Playmaker, the Hennessy Triple Double, both made with Hennessy VS. Go to www.hennessy.com for drink recipes, Hennessy Spirit of the NBA. Always enjoy Hennessy responsibly. Don, we eagerly await your announcement.
Do you want us to do it now or wait until the break?
It's up to you.
Let's wait till the break. It's called the tease, and then a lot of people want to talk about the Hall of Fame stuff as well. You know the number. I won't give it out. Don has a big announcement. Kay LaGreca-Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.